What does this opportunity mean for you?
It's a blessing. You know, I've been working, and it just feels good to get rewarded. You know, I'm pretty much willing to do whatever the coaches want me to do, but it's definitely a blessing.
Stephon, doing radio show with Stephon to it.
Okay.
Last night he was saying you run really hard in practice.
Well, he gets up the ball pretty fast, you know. So I definitely take that as a compliment, you know, from a guy like him. You know, we all know what type of caliber guy he is. So, you know, I definitely take it as a blessing. But, you know, I just try to do what I do and, you know, just kind of that's the type of running style I've always had and just want to continue doing that.
You said you run like a much bigger back than what you are.
I try to. I don't think I'm a small guy, but I definitely try to run a little bit bigger.
Do you initiate contact? That type of guy you like to be?
Yeah, I mean, I like to think that I have a little mix of power and speed, you know, so I try to counteract off of each other using both of those. So I guess it just all depends on the situation I'm in and where the defender is.
You entered the league as a tailback. Did New Orleans try to make you into a fullback at some point?
Not necessarily. They just allowed me to increase my versatility. You know, not necessarily switch me to fullback solely, but I did work some fullback.
Did you have to gain weight, and have you lost weight since you've been up here?
My weight kind of pretty much been the same. Okay. Fullback is a different position, but, you know, my weight pretty much been the same.
Do you feel like you know this offense well enough that you could step right in and make an impact?
It's definitely, we have game planning to do and you want to fine-tune some things, but I do feel like I have a good grasp on it.
And we've seen your brother running with the ball this year.
Yeah.
Interceptions.
Yeah.
I imagine you give him some pointers with him.
Well, you know, he handled the ball a lot in high school. You know, in college, he was just focused more so on defense, but he handled the ball a whole lot in high school. He even played quarterback. So a lot of people don't know that. So he's familiar with the ball in his hand, and he's fast and can run. At the end of the day, if you can run, you can make things happen.
Still not as good as you, though.
I mean, we were both good. We were both good. Yes, I was a tailback. Yeah.
So what'd you guys run? What's the offense?
I formation.
Okay.
I formation power down here.
Okay. So he didn't run all that much. He didn't run much option.
Well, we had a lot of quarterback sneaks and bootlegs and stuff like that.
Trey Tomlin praised your special teams yesterday. How do you approach special teams?
Well, I mean, from the moment I've gotten here, I approach each day, you know, just trying to go out and just trying to work and just trying to learn more. You know, Coach Danny is, oh, my God, miraculous. You know, you'll find too many guys like him, and he's so knowledgeable, and you can learn a lot from him, and I feel like I have learned a lot from him, and just continue to learn.
But the special teams, one mistake after another, and he's on the hot seat. And, you know, I watch practices, and I agree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
What seems to be the problem? Where's the disconnect? You have a good coach.
I mean, you know, it's just part of the game. You know, we just got to get things back rolling, and we will, you know. It's just a matter of time, you know. But you can't take away anything from what he knows and what he's done. You know, it's just part of the game.
Now that you're there, things will change.
I think things would have changed regardless.
What's your best special teams? On coverage? What kickoff?
I was a four-core guy my first year, so I kind of learned each one of those special teams. So I feel like I had some good assets in each one of them. So just kind of finding, tuning up on each one of them and just getting better.
What are the coaches telling you about what your opportunity is Sunday?
Well, being that this is the first day, we really haven't had a whole lot of conversation yet. You know, we'll put the game plan on in our next meeting, and we'll figure it out from there.
When New Orleans let you go, was this one place you had hoped to come because your brother was here?
Well, when they let me go, I was just hoping to get picked up by anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really have a priority, you know, but when I did get the call, I was more than excited.
What kind of family football memories do you and Terrell want to make here in Pittsburgh?
Winning, first and foremost. We definitely want to win and make a run at it in the playoffs. But, you know, just being able to have the opportunity to play with my brother, you know, it's something special, and we don't take it for granted, not one day at all. So.
So when you went to Virginia Tech, you remained a tailback?
Yes.
Same as Maryland?
Yes.
When was the first time you played fullback? In New Orleans?
Yes. I played a little bit of high school, but yeah, New Orleans.
How is that development going as far as search and destroy?
Well, like I said, it taught me to learn the game in a different aspect, you know, and it taught me the appreciation I have now for fullbacks. Man, I'm telling you, like, you look at Rosie, and when I was at New Orleans, you look at Zach Line, and man, those guys really, really bang, you know, so it gave me a different appreciation from a different outlook, I guess. So, and it just taught me different things, different more things about the game that I didn't know at first.
Sure. Have you practiced that at all here? Have they used you?
No, not fullback. No, sir. No, sir.
Sure. What have you learned watching? Go ahead.
Scout team tailback, you've been?
Yes, sir.
So you've gone against your brother?
Yes, sir.
He hasn't taken any cheap shots, has he?
Oh, no, nobody takes cheap shots. We all go hard in practice.
What have you been able to learn by watching?
Oh, you mean the guys that's in front of me here? Oh, man, well, you know, James runs the ball so hard, man. So you just look at his game tape each and every week, and you just see, like, the passion he plays for the game. And we played him in college, and he's always run like that, you know. So being able to see it firsthand, man, I'm telling you, it's something. You know, I don't even know a word for it, but it's something. But then you look at Ridley and Jalen, you just see how those guys have really, like, whenever their number's called, they answer, you know. And then you got Rosie. He does what he does, and everybody knows what he does. He puts people down, and he literally makes a highlight by embarrassing other teams. So, you know, when you look at that type of stuff and being able to learn from those guys and then Coach Sachs and all the other coaches, I'm pretty much put in a good situation.
If you look back and saw the former guys who wore your number, 33 here?
I've been trying to do a little history on the team here. It's a lot of guys, and I meet a lot of guys. I see a lot of guys, I talk to a lot of guys, but it's a lot of history here. So I'm trying to do my history.
Frenchie Fuqua was 33, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Frenchie was the tailback in the early 70s before Franco.
And see,
he walked around with Fish in his heel. He was a dresser. He was a real, he had glass heels, and he wore Fish like golfers. Look up Frenchie.
Daffer.
That's your grandfather of number 33 there.
You go from him to Merle.
And Merle, yeah, Merle Hodge. Was a fullback, tailback type, too.
Wow.
Hey, thanks, Trey. Good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Trey.